afternoon, Richard Culverts.
Good afternoon. Is this Richard?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Richard. My name is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Fine. Well, fine, thank you.
Good, good. I just wanted to...
It is afternoon here, but it's what...
It's about 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock here.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Now I've been hesitant about filing any of those things. I must have 20 of them on my desk, and money is tight right now.
Okay.
This is lousy.
Uh-oh.
I've been at this since 1957.
Wow. What do you?
With my brother and my own business. I opened up in August 1st of 69.
Holy cow, you've been doing it a while.
A while, and it's just a one-man operation right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it going for a little longer.
Okay.
Tight.
Yeah, how can we help you out? Were you just looking for kind of a bridge loan to get through the slower time now, or?
Yeah, the only thing is... How does that look on paper? You know, it's not a huge income. The only other thing I do have going for me, me and my wife get Social Security.
Okay.
About $2,000 a month there. I do have rental income. As I mentioned on that form, I own the building, and I do have rentals. I probably get another $60,000 a year on rentals. Not counting expenses, of course, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, so it's limited income.
Okay. And was there a dollar amount in mind that you're looking for that would, you know, help you out in the short run?
Right. In the short run, I at least I would think $10,000, $10,000 would help.
Okay. So
I noticed on that check you gave me it was $250,000. That Not quite that much, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No problem.
Get too deep. I don't want to be in a deep hole.
Yeah. I understand. I understand.
What the $10,000 would do for me is I owe money on inventory, about $2,000. I'd have to put more stock in on the floor, you know, to survive.
Okay.
And I owe a tax bill, and I'd be able to pay a portion of it.
Okay. Have you set up an arrangement with the tax bill? They haven't created a lien yet with that. It's just a bill at this point, correct?
Well, they're talking lien. They're threatening, you know, if I don't come up with something soon.
Okay. Have you tried to maybe set up any sort of payment plan at all or started to kind of arrange something like that?
No, I haven't as yet.
Okay. Okay. Not an issue. So I just wanted to you know, explain how our working capital program works, and it's actually based off of the sales from the business from the year previous. So
yes.
we're able to lend 10% to 15% of your top line revenue to use as you see fit as unsecured cash. Would you happen to know a ballpark of what you may have done last year in sales?
Around 60,000.
Okay. So on the upwards of that, it sounds like we could probably get you, you know, perhaps 6 to 10 to 10,000 for the short term. And it's a real simple process to see what we can make available. We have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of your business bank statements and the first two pages of your most recent tax return just to verify sales for the business. And typically we can have some feedback for you inside of 24 hours.
Okay. Yes.
Richard, is there a good email address that I could, you know, just send you a list of those other documents that we would require?
Right. Yeah. My email address is richardcovertTV@comcast.net.
@comcast.net. Okay. Yeah. We'll put together the list of the other documents we require, and my direct dial will be on there as well. So if you have any questions, you can just call me directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. And yeah, as quickly as you can get that information back to us, I'll start going to work for you. So I take it there is kind of an immediate need there?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll get this information out to you in the next 5 minutes here. Did you have any further questions for me while I do have you on the phone? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking.
No. I appreciate everything you've said, and I understand. And again, this will have your direct phone number on it.
Yes.
So I can call you directly.
Exactly. Yes, you can reach me directly. And just for a quick question for you, how would you rate your personal credit? You know, above average, average, fair?
I know I've fallen behind on some, you know, credit card charges.
Uh-huh.
And I know my FICA score is down in the low 500s.
Okay.
Because of that. But I know darn well if I had the money, I would pay off these debts.
Okay.
I've never had this problem before. I'm 76 years old, and unfortunately, business has dipped.
What would you do?
I've been at it since I started with my brother in 1957. Went in business for myself in 69.
Wow.
And it was terrific in the 70s and 80s.
What do you think is a, you know, attributing to the slowness of the business now?
Well, again, we're not as necessary as we used to be with the internet, especially the Amazon.com type stores, operations. People can buy stuff more reasonably than we can sell it. And just have it delivered to their front door the next day. But in my case, we still deliver and set up and remove old TVs and appliances.
Oh, wow.
So we still offer a service.
Yeah. It's just it's unfortunate people aren't taking advantage of that. I would definitely do that. If I actually just got a new TV about a month ago, and it was one of those huge 50-inch ones that were back in the 80s. It was like a gigantic box, and I could barely get that thing out of my house. I would have loved it. I would have paid someone to roll that thing out of my house.
Yeah, as I say, we get rid of the old sets, too. You know, that's an added expense, but that's why we're slightly higher than the Amazon people, you know.
Yeah, it makes sense. That makes sense, absolutely. And it actually, it makes it a little more personable as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, put that in, whatever you need, and hopefully we can follow through on this.
Sure. Richard, I'll have that over to you in about...
When you say short term, how short would that be?
So, about 6 to 24 months. 6 to 18 months is typically what our first time customers, those are the kind of terms that they would receive. It just depends on the amounts,
yes.
You know, and other factors. Was there something, were you looking for something longer term than that, or would that be good
no,
for you?
No, we're only doing 10,000. 12 months should be sufficient, you know, to pay it back.
Okay. Let me get that email together for you, and I'll have that over to you shortly. And would you like me to follow up with you tomorrow, or do you think you'll have the information back to me today?
Yeah, follow up tomorrow. I'm sorry, your name is Mr. Miller?
My name is, you can just call me Zach.
Zach.
All yeah.
Right, Zach. So, again, I'd say tomorrow about this time.
Perfect. I'll put that in my calendar right now, and I'll reach back out to you then.
Okay, swell.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Richard.
And thanks for your interest.
All righty. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.